Many of you may remember this from elementary school when you would have show and tell and you would always bring something. You'd show it. And of course, you'd talk about it and tell why it mattered to you and often would prompt some good conversation. So we are bringing that to the show here for a little show and tell. And this week, it's Baldy who has brought us something to show and we shall discuss.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, indeed. All right. I am here to show you something that has been in my family for generations.
One?
I hear you unzipping something. So this is
one generation.
One generation.
Okay.
This is not pants. The actual guitar that I played at Ticket Stock.
Okay.
For Toxicity, as done by Monto.
So tell us, what kind of guitar is this?
This is a Samick, which is going to puzzle everybody because has a very odd background.
Okay.
Back in eighth grade, you know, I tell my parents, hey, I want to play guitar.
Hey.
Right.
Dad.
Hey, Dad, throw him up against the wall. I want to be cool.
Arm bar under the throat.
Were you a big dog in school?
Get me a guitar. I want to rock. And naturally, like many good parents, they said, okay, before I spend, you know, $400, $500 on a guitar, prove it and actually, like, play it. So they got me this little POS Squire.
Of course.
That, with an amp and everything, that was probably $150 for everything all told, right?
Okay.
And that's how you said
that's
it, right?
That was my first one.
When you first strapped it on, you went, bam, bam, bam. They went, oh, my gosh, let's go get,
he's a prodigy.
He's a natural.
So this eventually made its way back to my dad because it was down in Houston as my cousin was.
He stole it from you?
She was learning to play on, and he lent it out to her. So this, my dad told me when he gave it to me, was his first guitar way back when.
Okay.
And I posted a picture of it on my Twitter, rbaldwin7032.
Well, then let's go and retweet that so everyone can follow along at home.
Put that. I also mentioned it on the DFW ticket. So it's a pretty good-looking guitar.
It's a very, very handsome guitar.
It's got a nice finish, I think. And I just got this tuned up at Guitar Center. A full refresh because I hadn't played in front of people. Like, at Ticket Stock was the first time I had played guitar in front of people in nearly 15 years.
So is that something like when you get the guitar and you want to learn how to play? Were you in a band, like a little band in school or something?
Yeah, so I originally was just kind of picking some songs that I wanted to play. And, you know, I was like 13, 14 years old. So I was playing Nirvana and all this, you know, other stuff. I wasn't playing.
Everybody who learns how to play guitar at that age, it's Nirvana, I swear. Well,
Smells Like Teen Spirit is one of the easiest songs to, like, pick up and play that everybody will know, too.
Oh, okay.
So getting work on the Squire, my dad hands me this and says, hey, this is my first guitar. So this is the guitar that I played all throughout high school in my different bands.
Did you guys have a ceremony where he walked it in and they had a light, it was on a pillow, and you had to kind of kneel down
in front of him? I took a knee in front of him, yeah.
And then he
kind of did it like a sword as he knighted me, where he put the neck on each shoulder.
And then
said,
you just started shredding right when you got it, because
immediately burst into eruption. I could feel the power flowing through the fingers.
That's how I imagine it, and probably just went here.
It's pretty wild.
Here, son.
I always wish that I had played an instrument growing up, but I never did. And if I was going to play one, I probably would have chosen guitar. But it's fascinating because my son, which I don't think he actually wants to do this anymore, but he plays piano.
Okay.
And has been taking piano lessons since he was like 5 or 6. So he's pretty decent on the piano. And like I said, I think it's gotten to a point where he's like, I don't want to play piano anymore. But his mom is like, well, you're going to keep working at it. So it's always interesting because I think when you get older, there are times where I look back where I'm like, man, I wish I had tried it at some point when I was younger to learn an instrument.
I think I would have picked an instrument that I would probably still want to play now, because I played the clarinet for 4th grade to 9th grade.
Clarinet's never cool.
I loved it, though. It was fun.
Yeah, it could be fun, but it's not, no one's like, the clarinet player.
Right, and you're not going to high school to play clarinet, or you're not going to college. Yeah. At least I didn't, and I didn't feel like.
Right.
But I think if I had the sax or the trumpet or guitar or piano, I probably still, you know, be doing it, still be at it, because I love being in the band. It was so much fun, man. Just, we're part of the marching band, part of the stage band. Like, we had, our middle school was, I was in another band in the fifth, sixth grade that wasn't even a part of my school. It was called Children of Production. And I thought I was hot ass with my little blue shirt on with glitter on it. I thought I was great. I loved it. And it's just.
That sounds awesome.
Man, clarinet is not cool as a high school dude. And I stopped. And I hate I did that.
And I had the double cool because I played guitar and I also played saxophone. So, you know,
really?
I was
so
just
can rocking. You play saxophone to this day?
I could probably play not well, but I could probably get notes out.
Man, I like a saxophone. That is an underrated instrument.
And
I think it's properly rated. I love it. It sounds
like
great.
I'm a big
it fits
fan
with
of it.
Everything too. You can shoehorn that into pretty much any song and no one's going to be like, that's a weird saxophone.
What's crazy is that a couple of the synth wave bands that I like, the modern synth wave pop bands that I listen to feature saxophone heavily. And it'll be like in just this synthy thing, and this dude will come out with a saxophone riff, and you're like, yeah, this is great.
My sister had first choice, first dibs, as my grandfather brought a saxophone and a clarinet he got from a pawn shop over to the house. And she's 2 years older. She gets first choice, and I know he thought that she would pick the clarinet.
It's a girl instrument.
Right. But nope. She went saxophone. He kind of looked at me and went,
sorry, bud.
Have at it.
How long did she play saxophone?
About the same amount of time.
Okay.
From like her fifth grade year to eighth grade.
Because you still play guitar and you played for a few years. I mean, did you get to the point, can you read music? Are you able to look at that type of thing and pick it up?
I mean, now for guitars, most people use tabs, which is essentially sheet music for guitars where it'll tell you exactly what string and what fret that you need to play on. But yes, back when I was playing saxophone and stuff, I could very easily like read sheet music and people
could
put that down.
Could you really?
Now, there's no way if you put it to me right now.
Would know a C from an E. I don't know if I'd even get back into the groove if someone explained it to me like a first grader, but I loved it.
I think you would.
Love the fact that you can put just a piece of paper with notes on it and you knew exactly what was happening. Just go for it.
I think being able to read music is incredible because my son can do that now from playing piano and it just seems like, like this skill that I just have no concept of how to even begin to understand any of that.
Well, there's different levels of like sheet music reading too, because piano, you have both hands going and you'll have a bass and a treble clef that you are reading all the different chords and notes from. Whereas for a saxophone or a clarinet, you're typically reading one part because if there are multiple parts with multiple melodies and stuff, that's split amongst the different areas of the band. And even sometimes the different, you'll have a saxophone one, a saxophone two. And so often you're just reading one line of sheet music. That's so much easier than the
piano.
We
should start an invasion band.
All right.
What am I going to do?
You'll be our lead singer.
All right.
So I took this, when I took this into Guitar Center, because it needed a big time refurbish. Like I said, hadn't played it in front of people for nearly 15 years. I prop it up in front of the repair tech and he goes, what the hell is this? And I said, this is a Samick. A what? A Samick. And he's like, it looks like a copyright Ibanez, which he's not wrong. Ibanez is a very distinct shape. And he's looking it over, and he starts turning it over, and he's like, okay, it says it was made in Indonesia and does not have a serial number on it. And, you know, I do the classic hold my hands up like, hey, look, man.
Yeah, you have a hot guitar?
Really? I guess. Like, this has not been assigned to me. I don't know what crimes have been committed with this guitar.
Made
what crimes against music?
Indonesia.
With no serial number, so it can't be traced.
Right, and I do some more research, and Samick is apparently a Korean company. But they'd make pianos as well as guitars and stuff. And at one point, the guy said they were a Sears brand guitar. So I can totally see how my dad got this, right? He does the same thing to his parents where he's like, you know, throws them up against the wall.
Right.
Says, you're going to get me a guitar.
And, you know, you can go shop for a pair of pants and go get a guitar all at the same time. Same store.
I know.
Sears was so versatile.
Does that still exist?
Sears and Roebuck?
Yeah. Well, the Roebuck part, they dropped a long time ago. But is Sears still around?
I'm going to say no, because I haven't seen one. But that doesn't mean anything, because I stay in my bubble.
I don't think they exist anymore.
Sears. So
this may be a completely vintage model now, too.
Okay. Let's go get this thing appraised. See what we're working with.
Sears definitely still exists.
Okay.
Well,
it does.
Yeah.
That might take
at least
the
online version does.
Yeah, you can go there and get appliances or something.
So do
or a guitar.
Yeah, I want to know if we have a brick and mortar. If I can go to the mall and go to Sears,
I'm not seeing a tab for locations right now.
Can get a guitar.
Give me a moment. Find stores.
All right. Well, that's a beautiful guitar.
Thank you. It is. It's a lovely guitar. And you played it lovely on stage at Ticket Stop.
And yeah, for me, it was a nice little kind of nostalgia thing. Cause like I spent from eighth grade all the way through like beginning of my freshman year in college on this guitar. This was the guitar that I played and that I had a lot of fun with in high school and stuff. And so yeah, getting up on stage at Ticket Stop, which I never thought I was going to do at all through high school.
Sure. Now the key is, will we pass it down again?
I got a little girl coming in April.
I know, that's what
I
I'm
think
saying.
She's gonna, if she wants to play guitar, this will be the guitar that she plays on.
When she's born in the hospital, put the guitar in the crib for the first picture.
Well, she's getting a hockey stick in the crib.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hockey stick in one hand, guitar in the other hand.
What was the name of your band?
Which part? Okay, so there was...
Just like your favorite band name that you had, if you were in a few.
It was like our second or third iteration, because, you know, people get kicked in and out. There's high school drama, all that stuff, right? So the third iteration was Rough Around the Edges, which I think was actually
a really good band name. A solid band name, yes.
I thought that was solid. The first one was Sarge, which was really dumb because it was the initials of each of our first names. S-A-R-J. It was... Eighth grade was not high creativity time. And then there was
That's not bad.
There was the angsty phase of Pitch Black, which I know that was incredibly.
That's the worst out of the three.
Yeah,
Pitch Black.
I mean, it also
Rough Around the Edges sounds like radio play band. All right, guys, coming up next, a new hit from Rough Around the Edges.
Yeah,
the song is called Sarge.
And then there was the short-lived ska band that didn't work out. That was Burnin' Burnin'. But Rough Around the Edges was definitely the best out of them.
All right,
very cool. So.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Show and tell for this week. Baldy and his guitar. Oh, he just kissed it. Boy, stop kissing it.
Put your tongue away.
Yeah, dude.
I just get so excited.